Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have 15 facts about Hillary. Now, as everybody knows, and I missed the YouTube, I'll have to go back and watch it. Apparently it was interesting. But I was traveling, so I missed it. But I have 15 facts that we should know. But what I want to put out to you today, what are the reasons not to vote for Hillary? Because if you'll remember, 2 years ago, I started a campaign against Hillary. And we've kind of let that slide for a little bit. But I think it's time, if you don't want this woman for your president, you need to make it loud and clear. It's time for the people to make their voices heard. Let's ignore the parties, and let's listen to the people. So I put out on Facebook, it is not about Hillary, it is about you. So these are just general facts. Nothing for or against, just general facts. And this is coming from the Daily Signal, and it's 15 facts about Hillary. And the first one really kind of gives you a warm fuzzy. Just saying. Young Hillary Rodham wasn't initially interested in politics. She had dreamed of becoming a baseball player, a journalist, or an astronaut, according to the National Constitution Center. Apparently that's what she told them. And according to a biography.com, Hillary Rodham was born on October the 26, 1947, in Chicago, Illinois, to Hugh and Dorothy Rodham. She was raised in Park Ridge, Illinois, along with her two younger brothers, Hugh Jr. and Anthony. We don't ever hear about them, do we? Hillary Clinton is a Methodist, unlike her husband, Bill, who claims to be Southern Baptist. It says he is Southern Baptist. I'm going to put claims. Number four, she married Bill Clinton in 1975 and gave birth to her daughter, Chelsea, in 1980. And she welcomed her first granddaughter, Charlotte Clinton Mizvinsky, in 2014. I noticed that they didn't name her after the mother. They named it after the father's last name. Number five, she attended Wellesley Chicago College, and Yale Law School, where she met her husband after she completed her law degree. She also took a postgraduate classes at Yale Child Study Center. And number six, according to the biography.com, Clinton was once, are you ready for this one? A Republican. Even campaigning for Barry Goldwater in 1964, she switched parties in 68 and went on to work for Democrat nominee George McGovern in 72 and Jimmy Carter in 76. Now that I did not know. I did not know that she had been Republican. In 1974, now I want you to, this is number seven, I want you particularly to listen to this one. In 1974, Clinton became a member of the presidential impeachment inquiry staff during the Watergate scandal, where President Richard Nixon resigned later that year. Remember what that was all about? A missing 17, 20 minutes on a cassette tape. Number eight, Clinton worked several very different jobs during her summers in college. According to firstladies.org, Clinton spent the summer of 1969 working in a canning factory in Alaska. And in the summer of 1971, Clinton worked on a subcommittee for Senator Walter Mondale in Washington, D.C. In addition to serving as First Lady, Clinton has had several other firsts. According to the biography.com, Clinton is the first president spouse to earn a postgraduate degree and the first to be elected to national office. Number 10. She is also, according to author Sally Bedell Smith, the first presidential spouse to be subpoenaed. Bill and Hillary Clinton are the first and the only first couple to be fingerprinted by the FBI. Number 11. I thought that one was interesting. Hillary was both senator and first lady for 20 days. She was sworn in as U.S. Senator on January 1, 2001, and Bill left the office on the 20th of that month. Number 12. Clinton has taught at the University of Arkansas Law School. Number 13, she served as a lawyer on the board of Walmart and TCBY. Number 14, she served as the 67th U.S. Secretary of State during Obama's first term in office, and she was the third female Secretary of State in U.S. history. And last, and I guess least, I don't know, Hillary won a Grammy in 1997 for best spoken word. Do you remember this? Best spoken word album for the audio version of her book, It Takes a Village. Well, those are just some facts. Neither here nor there. Not reasons to elect or unelect or not elect or whatever. But we do have reasons to think that she is not qualified to be president, and one would be the scandals. Can you imagine? We've had plenty of scandals. And I think the other president that had the most scandals than Obama would have been Bill Clinton. Remember, he went through impeachment himself. And now we want to bring that family back to the White House? I don't think so. Has nothing to do necessarily with the party that she represents. It has everything to do with the lack of integrity that she represents and the character that she is. Maybe she should have taken time to become that baseball player. I don't know. What do you think? Your calls are welcome. Reasons not to vote for Hillary Rodham Clinton as a president of the United States. 877-895-5410. You have to keep it statistic. It has to be a statistic. It can't just be because I don't like her, okay? 877-895-5410. Well, Romney has come out, and he's talked a little bit. I won't dwell on this very long, but this is from Newsmax. And, of course, he was saying in this article, I will not share the entire thing with you, that he was disappointed in Harry Reid. Harry Reid showed lack of character, a lack of integrity, when he refuses to say that telling a lie was wrong. He refuses to say that telling a lie was wrong. Okay, we have Bob from Michigan before I move on. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, just a real quick in your summary, which was pretty good. You had a lot of stuff there, and most of it I was aware of, but you might want you or one of your listeners to check out when she was on that committee for the Watergate hearing and everything. I don't know that she was asked to leave or ejected or just what it was, but the comments were, as I recall, memory serves me properly, that she was asked to leave because basically she told untruths when the truths would work. She was not very well respected. I think that's, you want to talk about integrity.
On which committee? The one about President Nixon?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you might want to check that out.
All right. I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, I can't take credit for these facts, but I appreciate you giving me credit, Bob. This actually came from the Daily Signal, and it was Kate Scanlon that did all this research, and she went to different places like biography.com and what was the other one? First Lady. FirstLady.com. Anyway, FirstLady.org. We're going into a break. I want to share with you a little bit about what Romney said, and he also had a comment about Hillary. And then let's talk about the economy and the recession and what's actually happening. We've got some jobs reports and some other things. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So right now I'm sharing real briefly with you an article from Newsmax, and it is written by Greg Richter. And he's actually talking about Romney, some statements that Romney made. And Romney, of course, is disappointed. He doesn't believe in the lying that's going on, so he says. And I don't believe he is. I don't believe he ever really lied to us. I always saw him as a big government guy. But I don't believe he ever really, in my opinion, maybe he did, I don't know. But I don't believe he was lying to us. But obviously, Harry Reid has been caught in a lie. And, of course, Romney states that he did put his tax returns out there. He did make that public. And he said he wished now that Harry Reid was telling the truth that he had paid all those taxes. And, of course, he was saying that in jest. But then he goes on to talk about a little bit about Hillary. He says, turning on Sunday's expected announcement of presidential bid by former Senate Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Romney said Clinton is a creature of Washington who doesn't offer any new blood. Now, this is one thing that I really want to see happen for the 2016 election. I want to see somebody new, somebody fresh, somebody different. I don't care that they don't have politics experience. How well has that served us in the last century? Not too well. Anyway, he goes on to say, she's been there a long time. And he pointed out that Clinton's comment, she hasn't driven a car in 18 years because she has been driven by Secret Service. Yep. She knows all about how we live, doesn't she? He said, besides, Hillary is just not trustworthy. Now, I said before we went into the break, I've been campaigning against Hillary, and I wanted you to give me a call on reasons to not vote for Hillary. But if you're for Hillary, I want you to tell me why. Convince me why I should vote for her. Don't tell me because she's female, because that doesn't cut it. Don't tell me because she's been up there and deserves it. That doesn't cut it. Give me something statistically, a reason that I should think that she is good presidential material, just like you would for anyone else. Clinton's story of erasing all her emails from her time as Secretary of State is making people remember that with the Clintons, it's always something. And he's actually right. Always something. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, I just wanted to quickly jump in. You know, Rubio has declared his candidacy this morning.
Okay.
And you've got, we now have a very fast-growing field of GOP candidates. You know, Bush is going to jump in. You know, I heard over the weekend we may end up with a group of like eight or more. And if we have an incredible dogfight, say, starting from the Iowa caucuses into the early primaries, I think Hillary's our next president.
I hope not, but I think you're right. We're going to end up with so many GOP candidates, and they're going to be picking on one another like the chickens in the chicken yard. You know, they're going to be pecking and picking, and they're not going to be looking towards what's going to be best for this nation. The fact that the Democrats have very few over here to choose from, that tells us one thing.
You know, unless something really stupid happens, Hillary is the Democratic candidate.
Well, I'm hoping you're wrong, because I really think she's kind of shot herself in the foot, and the White House helped her over this email scandal.
The people who are willing to vote for her do not care.
You know, why is that, do you think, Steve?
I think a good chunk of them are dependent on the government, and they realize that with her, the gravy train continues.
I hope that's not true. But the rest of us that are out here working and working and working, we need to start making some noise. And we need to let the GOP know how we feel.
Sure. Appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We've got Dennis from South Dakota. Dennis, how are you today?
I'm fine, Beth Ann. I just tuned in, but I wouldn't mind seeing a woman president, not Hillary, but I'd like this Carly Fiorina, the former CEO of
you know, I've heard her a little bit, and I didn't have anything I hated about her. I heard her a little bit. I did.
She's a Republican, but I'd like to see her run on a Democratic or independent ticket. Not near as crowded, and I think there's a lot of Democrats. She could kind of turn a little bit more moderate. I think there's a lot of Democrats would like to see a woman president.
Do you think she would be trying to back the train up on this big government thing we've got going?
Definitely.
Do you think, now, am I correct? She's not an attorney, is she? She's not a lawyer.
I don't think she is. They interviewed her on 60 Minutes last night.
Okay, I missed that. Like I said, I was traveling yesterday. I had a grandchild get baptized, so I traveled to go see that and back, so I didn't get back till late. But I did get to see something of her on YouTube a week ago, and I was kind of impressed with what she was saying.
I'd like to see her run, really.
Well, it's you know, I'm just worried we're going to have so many on the GOP side that everybody's going to be chaos and confused, you know?
Right, that's right. And she could run on... I mean, it wouldn't make any difference if she ran on a Democratic ticket or the independent ticket, even though she's a conservative.
Right. I guess that's true, except I don't know the Democrats would have her.
Oh, I think a lot of them would.
Were you surprised that Hillary Rodham Clinton was a Republican at one time? Or said you turned in late, so you may not have heard my 15 facts.
Well, I wasn't sure, but I thought her folks were.
Okay. All right. I'm going to let you go, Dennis. I appreciate your input. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's going to be interesting watching this. Well, anyway, he goes on to say here, this is quotes from Romney, that the Clinton-Barack Obama foreign policy has been a real bust, and she is going to have a little trouble explaining that. So we'll just have to see. And like I said, if you're for her, I want to know why. Convince me, convince my listeners why we should consider her. And if you're against her, what are you going to say to the folks in your area of why not to vote for Hillary Rodham Clinton? Now, I have another little thing here that is from MRC News Busters. And it is titled, Press Ignores Obama's Bogus Mea Culpa on Length of Economy's Recovery. Now, he did a speech in Jamaica, in the West Indies, and he's telling them something. So I'm going to share this with you. Why did the mainstream media not jump on this, you know, get on this like ugly on an ape, the old saying goes, like stink on a skunk? Why didn't they jump on this like they jump on everything else? It says, imagine if a Republican or conservative U.S. president or any other official told an audience on foreign soil, no less, that he didn't properly warn Americans about how long it would take for the economy to recover from a recession. So-and-so admits he lied about the economy would be headlined everywhere. That's what this author is saying. His name is Tom Blumer, B-L-U-M-E-R. At the University of the West Indies in Jamaica on Thursday, President Barack Obama essentially admitted that he knew that the economy recovery would take far longer than advertised, but chose not to tell us. Boy, there's something special. There's no other way to interpret the following answer to the student's question. Of course, they had a video there, and I did not see it. He said, but somehow this isn't news. Why isn't this news? You know, it's not news because they really don't care. Now, did he lie to us? I can believe that he did. Or did he really just plain not know? And he doesn't want to admit, well, I didn't know it was going to do this. So he just says, I should have warned him it's going to take longer than I expected. We're going to get into this. We're going into a break. But I want to get into this with you because I want you to see this. I want you to hear this. I guess you can't really see it on the radio. President Obama. So the question was, for those who couldn't hear, if I were to go back and give myself advice before I started in 2008, what would that advice be? And that's where this starts, and that's where we're going to start when we come back from this break. Your calls are welcome today. Started out with Hillary Clinton. Why should I vote for her? Give me some lists. Give me a reason. List it out here for me. Why should I not vote her? I want 1 to 5, at least 1 to 5, folks. Come on. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, it has to be statistics. Cannot be just because you don't like her. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And we've had several topics here today. Mostly we're concentrating, I guess, on Hillary. But it's really about you and it's really about me. It's about we the people. It's about what the future of this nation is all about. And do we want to stay in this big government range? Do we want to get back to the way we were created to establish, to be governed locally? The people are the top. Well, God's the top, then the people, then the state, then the federal government. It's not supposed to be upside down. Anyway, that's where we are. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you, young lady?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for that.
Well, my concern is that Hillary is in favor of infringing upon our Second Amendment rights, so I think these liberals should all go home and put a sign in their yard that says, we have no guns in this house, and then let's see how safe we feel. That's one of the big things I fear about what she's up to.
Okay, that she's not a supporter of the Second Amendment.
Absolutely.
All right.
If you take away the Second Amendment, and then it infringes on the third, the first, because
you bet.
The people in this country are fearful of this government. When the people fear the government, it's tyranny. When the government fears the people, it's liberty. So don't disarm me. I won't stand for it.
Absolutely. All right. I appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for letting me expound upon that and tell those people, the liberals, that they'll put that sign in their yard. We have no guns in this house.
I've seen that.
I want to see that.
I've seen that. My neighbor, the sign my neighbor has is against the Second Amendment. He has no guns in his house. I do. Why don't you go to his house?
Yeah, right. Well, that usually stops them when you ask them that. They don't know quite how to answer it.
All right.
Unless they're completely foolish. Thank you, young lady.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
You're a patriot.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We have Jim from Michigan. Jim, how are you today?
Just fine. My deal against Hillary is, remember when the Clintons left the White House, they trashed it?
I heard that.
Well,
yes, they did.
She was a card-carrying communist, according to Larry Nichols. There's two Nichols. One was supposedly from Michigan, involved in the Oklahoma bomb. I'm talking about the one that was right there.
So what would we say? What would we call that? That she lacks respect for the United States or for the office? She lacked respect for the office, therefore don't put her back in there?
Well, every president since 1933 works for the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Chatham House, London, England, and are paid by the World Bank.
If you're telling somebody, you've got to just tell them straight out. I mean, they're not going to buy all this other. Unfortunately, they're not. So what are we going to say? She trashed the White House. She has no respect for it, so why stick her back in there?
Jack McClam said it's foolish to try to get somebody for president. You've got to start at the ground up because Huey, Dewey, and Louie are all picked by Rockefeller.
Okay.
You've got to start from the ground up.
All right. Okay. I appreciate it, Jim. We have Ray, and I missed where he was from. Ray, where are you from?
Yeah.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. And what's on your mind?
I would like to read a short thing here that is so important regarding your Constitution, okay?
Real short. Keep it short.
Okay. Documented proof that the Constitution was not for us can be found at Paddleford, Fay and Company versus the mayor and alderman of the city of Savannah, Georgia. Okay? This was a court case whereas the plaintiffs and the city of Savannah for violating what they believe were their constitutional protected rights. The decision of the judge says it all. He said, but indeed, no private person has a right to complain by suit in court on the ground of a breach of the Constitution. The Constitution, he says, it is true, is a compact. But he, the private person, is not a party to it. That says it all, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
So we have no choice in the matter. Is that what you're saying?
You've never had it.
All right.
This has been a fraud from the beginning. I want you to really, your audience, to really think about that. This is a judge telling you. It's on the record. You can pull it up.
That doesn't mean the judge was right. Just because he's a judge doesn't mean he's right.
Well, why do you think we've been mistreated all through these years?
Because they're ignorant. That's my point.
ignorant of this very fact. You don't want to believe the truth.
All right.
This is the truth.
Well, the truth is we're supposed to be a republic, and we are the ones supposed to be in charge. And the truth is we have fell asleep at the helm. And, yes, we've been deceived, and, yes, we've been lied to, but it's time to stand up straight, stand up strong, and stand up firm and go against them and take it back. I appreciate it, Ray. Thank you so very much. Now, getting back to where I was here, this is what President Obama was saying in Jamaica. We've really gone all the way around the barrel here. His question was, what did he, if he had to go back to 2008, what kind of advice would he give himself? And so this is where he goes. I think that, keep in mind, he says, that when I came into office, we were going through the worst global financial crisis since the 1930s, and so we had to make a series of decisions very quickly, many of which were unpopular. Overall, I think we got it right. I think we did the right thing. But it was, I think, costly politically. I chuckle at that one. And what I would have probably advised was that I might have needed to warn the American people and paint a picture for them, you know, because we can't read anything but pictures, that was more accurate about the fact that it would take some time to dig ourselves out of a very big hole. Because FDR, when he came into office, the Great Depression had already been going on for 2 to 3 years, and so people understood how serious it was. With us, we came in just as people were really starting to feel the impact and trying to paint a picture that will make it, but it's going to take some time. And here are some steps that we need to take. I think that would have advised myself to do a better job of spending more time not just getting the policy right, but also describing it in ways that the people understood it, that gave them confidence in their own future. I think that would probably be the most important advice I would have given myself. And obviously, it says here, at least for those who are looking for a full-time work, I wish to advance themselves financially as they engage in it. The country has yet to dig ourselves out of a bigger hole. As seen in the following charts, and of course I don't have that in my hand, the first from the government's Bureau of Labor Statistics and the second from the Census Bureau alums of Centier Research. Well, now we know what kind of statistics we get from the Bureau of Labor. We know that they are fudged. We know that they are inaccurate. We know that they manipulate the numbers. That's coming from me, not from this. So, we see what's going on. This is me saying this. And I have some statistics here that show different than what he's giving on this. But we're going to go to the calls. We've got John from New Hampshire before we go into a break. And I just barely got you here, John. What's on your mind?
Hi, Bethany. Great show. General comment. You might recall back in the 70s, the Concord Coalition that was started by Warren Rudman, who talked about the what would happen with deficit spending.
Okay.
And my comment is this. You know, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, pro or against Hillary or Obama, on both sides, what I'm looking at is the candidate needs to talk about what are we going to do to get this country back on track. I mean, fiscally, we're a train wreck. And you know what? If we don't handle this, right, we're $18.4 trillion in debt, over $100 trillion of unfunded liabilities. If we don't handle this, we're not going to have the luxury to talk about.
Can you hang on? Because we are going into that break, and I was unfair. I thought I had a little bit more time when I took your call. Can you hang on for me?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, we're going into that break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1-ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson silver medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson silver medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense Forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only
$13.99. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I was visiting with John from New Hampshire before we went into the break, and I apologize, John. I took your call kind of prematurely. I didn't give you enough time to talk. But I'll tell you what, you're preaching my kind of sermon right here, right now, because it really doesn't matter about the parties. Although the platform of the parties seem to be different, the candidates, when they get into office, they don't seem to act a whole lot different, do they? And so it isn't about the parties.
That they need to be elevated beyond whether you're a conservative or a liberal. You just look at some of the staggering numbers, our debt, the fact that our monetary supply has been quadrupled in the past 5 years. I mean, it's like everything is in our system is becoming very unstable.
Oh, my goodness.
And, and it's going to be a problem. There has to be a point of reckoning at some point. And unless we elevate the conversation beyond our own personal preferences, we're not going to have the luxury in perhaps 5-10 years because we're going to lose control of this country from an economic standpoint.
Well, we've already really lost control. And the fact that they lie in their statistics, they're never honest with us, not in anything. These government statistics, well, what they put out for the jobs, you know, once a month, they're not even close to right. And
They're not. And, you know, the Federal Reserve has moved the goalposts. Originally, Bernanke said when unemployment is at 6%, then we'll start to increase interest rates. Well, it was 6.5, and now we're down to 5.5. But if you look at the labor participation rate, that really tells the whole story. And I think it's at four decade lows right now. So we're not getting better. And the conversation needs to be elevated beyond Republican and Democrat, because if it's not, from a fiscal standpoint, we will lose control of this country, and our creditors will gain control.
You know, I'm going to have an opportunity to go to the Western Conservative Summit in Colorado in June. And I'm going to be on Radio Row, and I hope the whole pretense of me going, I mean, the whole purpose of me going is that I can actually interview some of these folks. And I'm going to have a list of 5 to 7 questions to ask them. And, you know, I think you're absolutely right. You know, when does it stop being about the party? You never hear them say anything, really, about fixing it. Oh, they'll talk about it. I take that back. They do talk about fixing it. But do you ever see anything get fixed? I mean, they campaign, they cause these problems, and then they campaign to fix them, but nothing ever gets done. If they wanted to lower the deficit, they'd lower the deficit. If they wanted to lower the taxes and redo the tax code, they'd do it. How many times have they just sat up there in D.C.? I don't know what they do, but they don't serve the people.
Well, you're correct. Well, they pander to the electorate, right, and the liberals pander to the entitled. That's how they get elected, and the conservatives pander to corporate America, and that's how they get elected, and it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And I don't think anything will change until it, unfortunately, it hits the fan.
You know, my daddy used to say when he didn't like something, he used to say, when I'm president, that's going to change. So I'm going to say that right now. When I'm president, that's going to change. Maybe I should throw my hat in the ring, huh? I appreciate the call, John. You know, that's exactly why I say at the end of the show every day, we got to bring America home, back to what it should be, back to what it was meant to be. I don't buy into these things that we can't make a difference, because I believe we can. I am an optimist yet. I haven't got old enough, I guess, to become pessimistic. I am an optimist. Thank you so much, John, for your call.
Thanks, Stephen.
I was telling you about what Obama had said, and the real crust of this article was that it didn't make mainstream media. Here he says he deceived, he wasn't completely honest, and nobody says anything about it. Why do we accept dishonesty in the elected officials? I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. We've seen what Hillary has done. They have lied about the Benghazi. We know they lied about it. Why is that not a big deal to people? For some of us, it's huge. For others, it's just, well, whatever. 4 Americans died unnecessarily. And then they tried to cover it up. And now the emails have been wiped out. The server's been wiped clean. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have absolutely no proof. It's just a gut feeling. She was hiding a lot more, as bad as it is. She was covering up something even worse than Benghazi. Now, that's my opinion. We already know the truth about Benghazi as far as they lied. When you tell a lie, you kind of see the truth, don't you? The fact that they lied means they were covering something up. Blaming it on a YouTube video. 4 Americans should have never died. And if you remember when she was First Lady, she was going to fix health care. And lo and behold, the insurance companies popped up with HMOs and PPOs. And everybody thought things were cheaper, and then they found out they had less and less control over their own health care. Why would anyone want the government involved in their health care? She's all for Obamacare. She's all for big government. She's all for national health care. National this and national that. What she is not for is integrity and honesty. That's what I see coming out of Hillary Clinton. I don't see a woman I can trust. Just because she's female doesn't mean she should be the first female in the White House as president. When are we going to start asking the right questions? And I'm thinking really hard about the 5 to 7, maybe 10 questions that I'm going to ask these so-called conservative candidates at the Western Conservative Summit when I get there. I'm not concerned about the party. I'm concerned about the people. I'm concerned about my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. your great-grandchildren. I'm concerned that we lack character and honesty as an American people. That we think we can get entangled in everybody's wars, and we can't take care of things at home. If your house has fallen apart, you can't go fix somebody else's. It's time, my friends, that we got serious. Start making your voice heard in a kind way. You catch more flies with sugar than you do with vinegar. Let's realize that the American people, doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what your occupation is, what your color is, what anything is, we're Americans, we're family, and it's time to have an intervention and bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
BioEgg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice and conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.